You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It's going well, Jason. I've been working on my culinary topology. I'm close to releasing a one-dimensional Klein calzone.
Oh, I'll be on the lookout for that for sure, as I'm sure our contestant will be. Want to say hello, welcome, and good luck to Oishiki of Eugene. Oishiki, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Well, I like to read. I like to paddleboard. I like annoying my cat, annoying my roommate's cat. So
that is excellent. Yeah,
very important work.
That is excellent prep for the KLCC Conundrum. Yeah. Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play. We've got a quiz about all of the answers are going to begin with the first three letters of one of the 12 months.
Ah, so, you got that?
Yeah, so Jan, Dec, Nov, etc.
Yeah.
Number one, our eighth president and the only one who didn't grow up speaking English as a first language.
Oh, it's like...
His first name begins with one of the months.
His first name?
Yes. Dutch was his first language.
Was it Van Buren?
Yes.
Martin Van
Buren. I don't know his first name, which is why
Martin Van Buren.
Well played. That was a good pull.
Number two. I can't believe this manufactured cooking fat was restricted by law in Wisconsin and Canada for decades to protect the dairy industry in those places.
Margarine?
Yes, good.
Next, an emulsion of oil, egg yolk, and acid forms the basis of condiments such as remoulade and aioli.
And mayo?
Yes, good.
Although real aioli doesn't, but that's neither here nor there. And then we've got a French beauty and personal care brand with 2,600 stores in 34 countries, was founded in Limoges in 1969.
Wow, what a legacy. I had no idea.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a store you might find at the mall.
Ulta? No, wait, that's not a month, though.
No.
Yeah.
So September is the month.
Sephora.
Yes, yes. Like September, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sepgist.
Yeah.
A vessel for pouring wine, usually, it's originally meant to hold liquids apart from the sediment in the bottle. Nowadays, it's just a nice vessel with a stopper.
And you might use this over the holidays that come at the end of the year.
Yep.
A decanter?
Yes, good.
Next, a sanitation worker at a school or a hospital.
Kurt Cobain once had this job, Forrest.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
A janitor?
Yeah, good.
A brand of spray deodorizer made by Procter & Gamble, which uses circle-shaped chemicals derived from corn cobs to trap odor-producing volatile compounds.
It's a deodorant company?
It's not a deodorant company. It's a brand. It's a spray bottle that, you know, if your roommate's cat makes something stinky, you can use this to get the smell out of the carpet.
Yeah.
Febreze,
good.
And then we've got a politics question, American history question. U.S. Attorney General under President Clinton, who shares her last name with a Nevada city.
Reno? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Reno, well,
what's her first name, though?
Oh, I'm so bad at first names.
Well, you're well prepared for
you got
Jeopardy,
it, though. It's Janet Reno.
Janet Reno. Yes. You got there the hard way. You didn't even need the little game to get you there.
All right. Well, thanks, Oishiki.
Yeah, Oishiki, you did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a pair of KLCC socks just for playing the KLCC Conundrum with us.
Lovely. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Cheers. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.